Jesus is the Good Shepherd. I tell you the truth, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen through the gate, but rather climbs in at another place, he is a robber and a thief. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls the sheep that are his, each one of them by its name, and he leads them out of the pen. When he has brought all of them out, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they recognize his voice. They won't follow a stranger. Instead, they flee from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Jesus told this parable, but they didn't get the point of what he said. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All those who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He'll come in and go out, and he'll find pasture. The thief comes to steal, slaughter, and destroy. But as for me, I have come so that they may have life, in fact, an abundant life. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd sacrifices himself for the sake of the sheep. A hired worker is not like the shepherd, the owner of the sheep. If a worker sees a wolf coming, he'll leave the sheep and run away, and then the wolf will attack the sheep and scatter them. He'll run away because he's a hired worker and doesn't care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I sacrifice myself for the sake of the sheep. I have other sheep, not from this pen, and I must gather them to myself as well, and they will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. The Father loves me because I sacrifice my life in order to take it back again. No one takes it from me. Rather, I sacrifice it willingly. I have the authority to sacrifice it, and I have the authority to take it back again. This is what the Father has commanded me." Once again, a sharp dispute occurred among the people because of these words. Many of them said, "There's a demon in him. He's crazy. Why do you listen to him?" Others said, "These aren't the words of someone who has a demon in him. Can a demon open the eyes of a blind man?" Jesus confirms his deity. Then came the festival of renewal in Jerusalem, which was in the winter. Jesus was walking around in the portico of Solomon in the temple complex. The people gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us guessing? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, but you don't believe. The things that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness to me. But you don't believe because you aren't my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and so they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than everyone, and no one is able to snatch anything from the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." Once again, people picked up rocks to stone him. Jesus said to them, "I've shown you many good works from the Father. For which of those works are you going to stone me?" They answered him, "We aren't going to stone you for a good work, but for blasphemy. For although you're a human being, you say that you're God." Jesus answered them, "It is stated in your scriptures, 'I have said that you are gods.' So God himself calls those to whom the word of God has come gods, and the scriptures are always right. So then how can you say to me, the one whom the Father has commissioned and sent into the world, 'You're a blasphemer,' because I said that I am God's son?" If I haven't been doing the works of my Father, then don't believe me. But if I have been doing them, then believe these works, even if you don't believe me. Then you will realize and know that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father." They tried to arrest him again, but he slipped away from their hands. He crossed the Jordan River again and went to the place where John had been immersing people in the beginning, and he stayed there. Many people came to him. They were saying, "John didn't do any miraculous signs, but everything that John said about this man is true." Many believed in him there.